Very happy to have the superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, on with us today. Dr. Sales Adams, I know you're very busy, so we appreciate the time. How are you today?
I am doing excellent, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. So you have been on the job for a little over a month now. How are things going? How was your first month?
You know, my first month was outstanding. I am really thankful for the warm welcome that I've gotten from everyone. I have been told by countless staff that they feel excitement in the air and hope, and I do feel the same. This first month has been very busy. I've had an opportunity to get into buildings, to meet students, to observe instruction, to talk with parents, community members, local leaders. So I've been immersed my first month. I feel like I've been here longer.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So I know the news of the budget gap that's facing Minneapolis Public Schools, and I know there's some difficult decisions ahead, but what can you share with us about the efforts to work on the budget with other leaders and the school board?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So I will say prior to my arrival, there had been four teams that were in work groups, and they were working together for quite a while to bring recommendations to the table. Our senior leaders have been working through those recommendations, and they literally had been working for 3 weeks, very long days, nights, and some weekends to get the school budgets together and to work on department budgets. We did share an overview of the school budgets with principals last week. They received their budgets last Friday. I really wanted to impress upon them the historic amount of money that we're cutting. So we are at the point now where we have a $110 million gap. And if you think about that, that's a lot of money. $90 million is from the loss of the COVID ESSER funding. And then we have some additional costs that we have to work into just maintaining our buildings and schools across the district. In addition to, we have several contracts that we are negotiating. So that brought that up to currently $110 million. But we also talked about how tough of a decision this is. So we have impacts that are unfortunately going to be felt across the entire district.
Absolutely, and we certainly wish the best to everyone that will be impacted on this going forward. Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, the superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, is our guest here on Jazz 88 and MPS Voices, our monthly conversation now for the month of March. And Dr. Sales Adams, this month is National Nutrition Month. What are some of the events and things coming up with Minneapolis Public Schools coming up in this month of March?
Yeah, so we're super excited. So the USDA will be announcing strengthened school meals and guidelines soon. And they're actually coming to districts like ours that are leaders in the industry to emphasize the type of cooking that they have in the district. So in Minneapolis Public Schools, we emphasize on scratch cooking and also having farm-to-school initiatives that really support our regional food systems and just creating recipes that our students may see at home. We have delicious meals. The menus are very creative, so really excited to have them come into our community to see the good things that we're doing at MPS.
That is fantastic. Time now for our MPS Shines winners for this month. And Dr. Sales Adams, who are the terrific winners that we are highlighting today?
All right, so this month we are highlighting Josh McComer, who is a licensed drug and alcohol counselor, Liz Beth Wilson, who is an associate educator and interventionist at Hiawatha Elementary School, Karen Thill, who is an early childhood nurse at Wilder Center, and last but not least, Alex Lane, who is a teacher at Whittier Elementary School.
That is wonderful, and congratulations to all of those MPS Shines winners for this month. And lastly, Dr. Sales Adams, what can you share with us about some of the upcoming holidays and other events happening on March?
Oh,
I know,
totally.
I know spring break is right around the corner, it feels like.
It is, and I know people are excited. So this week is also National School Breakfast Week. So I'd just like to take a moment to thank all of our culinary and wellness services workers who provide more than 40,000 meals per day. That includes breakfast, snacks, and lunch for our students. This is also School Social Worker Week. So if you know a school social worker, please thank them for all their hard work and dedication. And then not to forget that we're also celebrating Women's History Month. So March is Women's History Month. And then it's also Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month. So we have a lot going on. Later this month, we'll be celebrating Ramadan in March. So that's from March 10th to April 9th. So we wish people a happy and peaceful Ramadan to our families. And then, like you said, just a reminder that spring break is almost here. So just note that on Friday, March 29th, there'll be no school, but the following week is spring break. So that's April 1st to the 5th. So happy Easter to our families that are celebrating.
Wonderful. Yes, indeed. Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, the superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools. Always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you for the time. Congratulations on a month in the books. And we're looking forward to doing this in April. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Manny. Please take care.